WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alex Perez. A coalition of faith leaders in the Atlanta area are joining the effort to stop construction of a public safety training center, also known as Cop City. Pastor Darcy Jarrett of Park Avenue Baptist Church is among them.
I am called by my very history and roots to call out for justice, call out injustice when we see it, to participate in movements that begin to repair harm, not cause more harm.
More than 100 people took part in peaceful protests. Nearly 24 were charged with domestic terrorism after a demonstration last night turned violent. The State Department says officials from numerous federal agencies are working with the Mexican government to secure the safe return of 4 U.S. citizens kidnapped at gunpoint in the Mexican border city of Matamoros. Twitter says it's aware of glitches across the platform today. This is ABC News. Another train derailment, this time in Texas. The train is owned by a company called Watco. The derailed cars contained only gravel and rocks, posing no risk. 2 South Carolina officers are being credited with saving a woman's life after they pulled her over for erratic driving, later realizing she was suffering a medical emergency. ABC's Ariel Reshef has more.
Tamara Palmer's red SUV swerves erratically, bumping the curb multiple times. Officers pull her over, thinking she may be driving under the influence. Those officers then realizing she's suffering a medical emergency.
I think something medical is going on with you, and you really need to go to the hospital and get checked out.
The 58-year-old South Carolina resident transported by ambulance to the hospital, where doctors discovered a brain tumor. She was immediately rushed into an 8-hour life-saving surgery.
Tesla has again slashed prices on some of its cars in an effort to stimulate sales. Alex Perez, ABC News.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly once said abortion promotes sexual promiscuity and that government assistance is stealing. The Journal Sentinel found a number of Kelly's assertions in a blog called Hang Together. Kelly was a contributor between 2012 and 2015. The campaign spokesman says Kelly's views are his own and he can set them aside when deciding cases. The race for Supreme Court is the most expensive in U.S. history at close to $19 million and counting. That's money raised by the campaigns themselves and outside groups.
It's the world that we live in, quite frankly. Ever since the Citizens United case, was decided by the United States Supreme Court, outside money can come into these races.
Janet Protasiewicz on Capital City Sunday. Dan Kelly says money helps get candidates' messages out. In sports, the Badgers beat Minnesota last night. The Bucks beat Washington. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, the stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. And
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke, Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome. Happy Monday afternoon. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. I'm Luke Mathers. And all the Civic Media stations around the states, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios here on Madison's Near West Side. For Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM. And if you want to learn more about those local Civic Media radio stations, head over to the website, civicmedia.us. That's the website. You can learn more about all the stations there, including WRCE News from the Center. And speaking of Richland Center, I'm joined on this Monday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. Todd, how are you doing this Monday?
It is always fantastic, Luke, to be here with you, the big guy, out in parts unknown, working on the massive new mothership downtown. And so I'm just here to keep the seat warm, but yeah. I'm happy to be here.
It's definitely another adventure as Brian is off constructing and with a lot of help from the team, Corey.
Yeah, Corey's
lead engineer. Yep. And everybody were doing their best to get all the bells and whistles to this new mothership all right in tune, so they're singing and not sounding like just a bunch of clinging and clanging and actually good radio. BK off doing some hard heavy lifting for the team, and really glad that in his absence you were able to join me to toss around a couple tangents here on the airwaves for a Monday afternoon.
Always a pleasure. Happy to be here, Luke. Happy to be here just to chill out with you and all the great folks across Wisconsin and see what kind of tangents we can go down, newsworthy and otherwise.
Exactly. We've got a couple tangents on the conclusion of the Badgers regular season last night, so we'll get to that a little bit later. We've also got a story over at the Wisconsin Examiner we're going to dive into, take a look later in the show about what small businesses would receive from a paid leave program here in Wisconsin, what that would mean for them. And we'll dive into a little dumpster diving from Friday afternoon's headlines that you may have missed going into the weekend. That's all coming up here on Dueling Tangents. But before that, we've got some news breaking within the last hour, Todd, about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race here. And we've got a debate set, at least one, where both participants are going to be present coming up on March 21st. It's actually, that would be 1 month following the primary, which was February 21st. On March 21st, both candidates, Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet out of Milwaukee, and former state Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, will be meeting through the Wisconsin Bar Association at a very, very strange time, Todd, but at 12:45 in the afternoon.
12:45 in the afternoon, and the thing I love about it is it's going to be held at the Vilas Zoo here in Dane County in a cage, and the loser has to leave the state. I'm absolutely enjoying that. I think. Wait a minute. Sorry, that's the wrong news release. Apparently, no. It will be a debate at 12:45. A great time for everybody who's working. Of course, no one will see it.
I was going to say that it's kind of a very interesting time to pick for a moderated conversation, because I don't know if it's really going to be a whole lot of debate. It's going to be this is here's the question, where are your views, where are your stances on it, and back and forth, and hopefully Dan Kelly doesn't project too much, because we know that he doesn't like when judicial candidates project their views too much. But it'll be interesting to see how this forum is conducted here in Wisconsin, because this seems like it's going to be the only one that we're going to get, Todd. Over the weekend, there were several reports talking about how the Protasiewicz team was denying some of the joint appearances that Dan Kelly was gladly accepting. Very much leads the question to be, well, is this savvy? Is Protasiewicz just being selective in which appearances she wants to do? It seems to me that Dan Kelly is going to try to get his name out there as much as possible. He was the distant second place finisher on February's primary. And so he's got some work to make up, I believe, when it comes to covering ground of getting in front of voters. Mm-hmm. But what are your thoughts on how the state Supreme Court race is going to conclude this debate forum set up between now and April 4th?
I feel very differently on Supreme Court races, justice, judicial races, than I do on a legislative or gubernatorial or congressional race, because I think in those legislative type of races, I think it's great to have 2, 3, 4 debates, have people go back and forth, where do you stand on this, and make it very clear for voters what they are about to vote for. Mm-hmm. Give them a true choice. Judicial, particularly Supreme Court races, it's tough because, yeah, traditionally Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates don't say a lot about where they stand on issues because they don't want to tip their hand in case that issue comes back before them, before the court, because if they're too much one way or the other, then there's a feeling that they have to either recuse themselves, or if they don't and they end up being the deciding vote, that decision then can be appealed based on previous comments and kind of, you know, sullied the waters and didn't make their decision pure. So I have no problem with one debate with Supreme Court justices. Of course, Kelly wants more because he's most likely down in the polls. I'm not sure if you're last week on our show in the morning.
The Todd Alba Show with Todd Alba, everybody.
as it turns out.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. But my younger sister, my only sister, lives in Eau Claire, and she's a savvy poll taker, because I, of course, ran a couple of times for office, run a number of races, and there was a firm called the Terrence Group, who I actually have used before and used them in polling I've done. They were doing a poll in Wisconsin on this Supreme Court race, and they were doing some push polling associated with it. And so I got a bunch of the questions and went through that on our show. But so I know that either the Republicans or Kelly campaign is out in the field. My guess is they are down in the polls trying to get Kelly out there as much as humanly possible. But how many times can you, I mean, Janet Protasiewicz has been, and I support what she's done, she's been honest in saying, hey, I think that the maps that we have are rigged based on the law. And number two, I support women's access to health care. And beyond that, you don't want to have a big issue debate in this, because then you're going to, you know, set yourself up for having to recuse yourself later on. So I'm okay with one.
And it is an interesting balance that here in Wisconsin we have to strike. And folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. On a Monday afternoon, joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show here on Civic Media as well, on WRCE, WLAK, and WXCO from 8 to 11 a.m. And if you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. But we have to have an interesting balance here in Wisconsin when it comes to the process that judges get elected, because we're one of a few states that elect our judges. And so I understand not wanting too many debates because, like you said, you don't want to. The candidates don't want to put too much out there that they later may have to recuse themselves or tarnish something that they said around a topic. But at the same time, these judges are campaigning for our votes. Mm-hmm. They have to go out there and communicate. And so I think it is interesting that we don't have like a public forum. This one from the Wisconsin Bar Association is going to be probably the only debate setup that both candidates are going to agree to. Other outlets, like local radio stations and news television stations, seem to have extended the offer, but the Protasewicz team has declined. And so it is an interesting balance that needs to be struck, I believe, because we are in an outlier situation where we elect our judges. And the fact that voters want to know where the candidates stand on these issues, and without something that's a 30-second political ad that you're seeing on YouTube or on TV or here on the radio, debates offer, or at least a forum moderated by trusted outlets, offer that venue for us to see where these judges stand. But it also is very tough because the state Supreme Court is reviewing like case law and individual circumstances that come before them. So there's only so much that we can learn from these debates as well, besides things that may be turned into a 30-second soundbite and used in one of those political ads.
I mean, at the end of the day, Luke, you could have the entire debate in about 60 seconds. You say, Judge Janet, do you believe in protecting a woman's right to choose? Yes, boom. Judge Janet, do you believe that the current maps were drawn illegally based on Wisconsin and federal law by Republicans to benefit themselves? Yes. Okay. Judge Kelly, he'd say no. No, I don't believe in a woman's right to choose. And he'd say, no, I think the maps are fine. And then you say, Judge Kelly, is it true that you accepted over $100,000 in Republican money to help the Republican cabal steal the 2020 election with an alternate set of electors? And, of course, he'd deny it. And Judge Janet would probably say, I'm not going to comment on that. It's been reported on. And then I, as the moderator, would say, yes, it's true. So here's your choice. Do you want someone who believes in democracy, has been a stand-up judge for over 20 years in Milwaukee, a spotless record, who believes in the Constitution, and who will not be an activist judge and apply the law that is the way that it's written to help save democracy? Great. Your person is Judge Janet. Do you want a crook who took $100,000 of money from the Republicans to steal your vote? And do you believe that Trump won the election? Great. Your guy is Dan Kelly. Done.
Wow. I don't even know what's going to take place then on March 21st.
I'm exaggerating, of course, but I guess that's my point, is that really is, I just laid out there, That's the issue in this election. Do you believe in democracy or not? Do you want democracy? Do you want a fair judge? Remember, Dan Kelly is the guy who is best friends with Gableman, former Justice Gableman, who has spent over $2 million of our tax money now on this thing to go after Trump, or to prove that Trump won the 2020 election, which he did not. And so I don't know how much further you need to dig to make your decision.
Yeah, I have a feeling that you're very correct, but on your assessment of where the race lies. But I also believe that there are a lot of Wisconsinites out there that are going to be voting in this election that, unlike you and I, aren't necessarily as plugged in and aware of all of those tangents being connected. Because that's a story that needs to be told, Todd. But I don't know how many Wisconsin voters that are going to be going to the ballot box on April 4th are fully aware of all of the details in that storytelling, and it's going to be debates or forums or whatever we want to call them, like this one coming up on March 21st, that a lot of voters are going to get their only information about these candidates. And so I think it's going to be interesting. We're going to cover it here on Civic Media. We're hopefully the first ones to tell you about it, folks, because this is breaking. Again, within the last hour, Janet Protasewicz, Dan Kelly, agreeing to a debate held by the Wisconsin Bar Association with a couple other partners as well on Tuesday, March 21st. It's going to be coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. 4 weeks from tomorrow is the April 4th election. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Todd Alba. We'll get to your phone calls when we get back.
Leprechauns and Wisconsin. have. Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station. That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast. And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely, highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers on a Monday afternoon, joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. And if you missed today's edition of the Todd Alba Show, you can go to civicmedia.us and you can check out the podcast. Go to the show page on the website. I was going to say the station page, but that's not where you'd find the podcast episodes. You can see all the excellent stations we're putting up across the state of Wisconsin.
More by the day. They're like rabbits. They're breeding like rabbits. Stations across Wisconsin.
That's what Brian's overseeing, actually. It's just the rabbit breeding.
Civic Media, we're horny for radio. That's our new look also.
I don't know how the marketing team will feel about that one, Todd, but you could definitely run it by them. Well, you can see if they're interested
in that.
There's
got to be a couple of strip clubs up in northern Wisconsin that would sponsor that.
Jeez. Where did this tangent lead?
Here we come.
Sometimes you just cut off the tangent and you just jump to a new one. There's no nice segue between the two of them.
My last appearance on Dueling Tangents, ladies and gentlemen.
No, not at all. But if you missed today's edition of the Todd Alba Show, you can head over to the website, check out the podcast there, or we can just thank Todd here on the phone lines, because Todd's pulling double duty, and in that, joining me for this bonus hour of the Todd Alba Show / Dueling Tangents, we got Jack from Merrimack calling in.
Yes! All I wanted.
I was going to say, I saw Jack's name pop up, and I knew that you would be thrilled, Todd. Jack, what's on your mind on this Monday afternoon?
Well, Mr. Alba has stolen a lot of my thunder. He said a lot of the things I was planning on saying. We've got to absolutely emphasize that you can't really reasonably vote for somebody unless you know what their positions are, their personal positions are on particular topic. And one of the issues with Kelly is it says things like, well, I can't really get into that because that may come up judicially. We got to emphasize, we're not asking you for a judicial position. We are asking you, how do you personally feel about this? For instance, do you personally believe that Donald Trump lost the 2020 election? No, don't say things like, well, there are certain irregularities. Don't say things like, well, there are questions. What do you personally believe about that? Do you personally believe that Trump lost that election? Do you personally think that it was unreasonable for the state Supreme Court to overturn the constitutionally charged veto of the Republican map? Not a judicial. We don't want a decision here. We realize that this may come up in the court. What's your personal feeling on this? Now, we've got to get these guys to put down what they really think. Because if we don't, people will just say, well, you know, he's a constitutional conservative, so I'm going to vote for him. No, he's not.
And we appreciate your phone call, Jack.
Hey, Jack, this is Todd. I got one question. Is your real first name Jack, and do you actually live in Merrimack?
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than that. My real first name is John, and
that's fine.
I do spend a lot of time up in Merrimack.
See, that's all you need. Right there, it made my day because I want every caller to rhyme. Jack and Merrimack, A, you got a fantastic name, and B, you're absolutely 100% right. These people, they love to run as constitutional purists and you know, I take the Constitution directly, except when they don't, except when it doesn't fit what they want. And suddenly then they become activists, which, of course, is what they accuse progressives and liberal judges of being.
Yeah, it's one of those very interesting dynamics that Dan Kelly, where he's calling out Protasiewicz for all of these aspects of, oh, she's broadcasting what her views are. We're going to know where she stands on all of these. It's unfair, and there needs to be judicial ethics reviews of these statements. And it's like, well, okay, let's look at, for just a brief second, what Dan Kelly's past was when he served for 4 years on the state's highest court. He did not get elected to that state, the state's highest court. He was appointed there by former Governor Scott Walker. Before that appointment, he served on the advisory board for the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty has a ton of business that they bring before. They sue more than almost any other group here in the state of Wisconsin. They are the judicial attorneys. Or they're the ones that argue in the court.
They're too happy
for these conservative groups, and they're very litigation happy, and they go and they sue, and their cases get sometimes appealed to the state's highest court. So if Dan Kelly wants to talk about all of this, oh well, you can't really share your views or all that. It would be very interesting to take a look at the amount of times that Dan Kelly recused himself in a case involving Will before the state's highest court for the 4 years he was there. And if you do, you see that there were nine cases that came before the state's highest court that involved Will, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Dan Kelly didn't recuse himself from any of them.
Mm-hmm.
He ruled with Will in all nine cases. And so if you really want to talk about the qualifications that an individual can have for the state's highest court, Dan Kelly's already given us a test run, folks. it's going to be very interesting to see how it's going to unravel, because I do tend to agree, it's going to be a pretty quick forum. I mean,
And how good the moderators are, to your point and Jack's point as well, are these moderators going to push them a little bit?
Yeah. It will be interesting to see, and whether or not Dan Kelly gets to get away with kind of bloviating or trying to water down some of his past positions. Because, yeah, he was the legal consultant. More than $100,000. Six figures of legal consulting for the state GOP to advise in the fake elector scheme.
To steal your vote.
To nullify your vote.
Yeah.
Effectively, Wisconsinites. Yeah. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Todd Alba on a Monday afternoon. I almost said Tuesday afternoon. Not Tuesday yet.
We're halfway past the day.
I know. Doesn't mean that I don't confuse the days every now and then. I was running work for Tuesday already.
Well, now that you're a year older, Luke. Luke's feeling old. He's like half the age that I am.
That's a tangent for the next segment, maybe. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents, joined by Todd Alba. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAUK. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Alex Perez. A coalition of faith leaders in the Atlanta area are joining the effort to stop construction of a public safety training center, also known as Cop City. Pastor Darcy Jarrett of Park Avenue Baptist Church is among them.
I am called by my very history and roots to call out for justice, call out injustice when we see it, to participate in movements that begin to repair harm, not cause more harm.
More than 100 people took part in peaceful protests. Nearly 24 were charged with domestic terrorism after a demonstration last night turned violent. The State Department says officials from numerous federal agencies are working with the Mexican government to secure the safe return of 4 U.S. citizens kidnapped at gunpoint in the Mexican border city of Matamoros. Twitter says it's aware of glitches across the platform today. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A federal judge has ruled a now closed Wisconsin Substance Abuse Center and its CEO owe the state and federal government over $2 million in a case of Medicaid fraud. The U.S. Department of Justice sued the Healing Center and Dr. Sia Macarasi in 2019 for allegedly ordering prescriptions for an anti-addiction drug in the names of former patients and then billing Medicaid for reimbursements. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Arasi allegedly stockpiled the drugs and then sold them to patients for $1,000 a month. Flu cases sharply up this year. So far, over 50,000 people in Wisconsin have tested positive for the flu, 39,000 more cases than the total last year. Health officials hoping we already saw the peak in December. Cases have slowed since then, but there's no guarantee we won't see another surge before the flu season is done. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
5 hours of special spring primary election coverage. A dozen reporters, hosts, and political experts tracking results for you around Wisconsin.
Everything from your local races to the Supreme Court.
Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly moving on to the general election.
Coverage you won't find anywhere else. And we're doing it all again for the important general election in April.
Elections or anytime, we're here for you. Your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Come out, Virginia. Don't let it wait. If you got the liquor, start much too late. All sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. Todd Alba doing a little karaoke here on a Monday afternoon.
I love that song.
Host of the Todd Alba Show. Joining me here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Kicking around some tangents. You can join us as well. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media here in Wisconsin. In Madison on Mad Radio and around the state. WGBW, our friends up in Green Bay. WISS, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh. For those two stations, if you are unfamiliar with Todd, he hosts the show 8 to 11, same time. Stop it. Same time, Earl Ingram is doing a tremendous job from 8 to 11 on the East
portion of the state. Todd's holding down the fort for the west portion of the state. Do you guys, is there like a feud?
Here's what happens. This was set up as soon as I joined the company. Our president, Mike Crute, said, we got these stations. We got two programs at the same time of day. Here's what we're going to do. Earl and I, every time we add a new radio station, Earl and I arm wrestle for the station. And needless to say, Earl, he trains with The Undertaker, with Gilbert Brown.
Yeah.
And, and so Earl has beat me a handful of times. I believe I have won the match to get the Hayward station. But that's how it works. So Earl is just a stud on the radio and off, you understand?
Just an arm wrestling competition. That is the best way to determine who gets to be in what lineup. I love it.
Exactly it.
So wait, can like Chet Holmes throw down the gauntlet at any time against me and try to get this 2 p.m. slot? I gotta start preparing myself then. I'm not ready for just an impromptu arm wrestling situation for markets. No. All right, this is throwing me back a little bit, folks, but we'll see what we can do. But yes, Chet Holmes doing the Chet Holmes show right now up in Wausau, WXCO, which is a station that the Todd Alba show airs on.
We share that station. We share custody.
There you go. But really appreciate you joining me on this Monday afternoon.
Great.
Pulling in a fourth hour of radio for yourself and kicking around some headlines. And before we get to the next headline, let's head over to the phone lines. We've got Bill in Oconomowoc. Unfortunately, Bill not rhyming with the city that he's calling from. But Bill, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon? Bill, do we have you?
Bill is here. Bill is not there.
There we go. We got you, Bill. How's your Monday afternoon going?
I'll hang up.
All right. We'll see what Evan can do about trying to get you on the line, getting that phone working. But in the meantime, we've got there you go. Evan will take care of it. Let's try it again. We've got Bill from Oconomowoc. Let's give it a try, Bill. Does this one work? Is this line better?
Okay. Yeah, I redialed it. We'll try a stronger signal. Here we go. On Dan Kelly. In fact, I'm going to pull over here. with Dan Kelly. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you perfectly.
When he's questioned, don't give him wiggle room. You say, here's the question, Dan. Do you believe in a legal integrity of the Supreme Court with a simple yes or no? And if you answer no, it means you don't believe in the integrity. If you answer yes, you do. But if you answer yes, then you have to explain why you curtailed, you ran a false investigation, you supported illegal electoral votes. A simple yes or no, Dan. Anything out of your mouth, other than that is the first word, we will take as a no. What do you say, Dan? You've got to pin them down so much that the minute they open their mouth, if it isn't a yes or no, they're saying, no, I don't believe in integrity in office. They got to be pinned down. What do you think? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I think that you have an excellent application to be the moderator on March 21st for this forum/debate that will be held by the Wisconsin State Bar Association for the two judicial candidates.
It was the State Bar, but it was WISC Channel 3.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that it's like Eric Franke, their lead anchor. Some of these younger folks, I mean, they're fine, but they don't have the history of the state because they moved from other places, and that's fine. But sometimes you don't have the history, and then sometimes you're a little timid to do exactly what the caller just said there, which is to hold these people accountable. When they start going down a tangent, for lack of a better word, the caller's right. You got to bring them back and say, no, we ask yes or no.
Yes.
You have to hold them to the fire a little bit. So they don't slip away.
Yeah, and it is WisPolitics, WISC TV News Channel 3, and the State Bar of Wisconsin.
So here you go. Here's what you need. You need either J.R. Ross or Jeff Mayers from WisPolitics, and you need Eric Franke or Susan Simon from Channel 3. That's who I'm nominating as your moderators.
There you go.
Experience. They've got the tenure. They've got the broadcasting chops to hold people to the fire.
Well, we'll see which moderators come out of those groups, and we'll see. I have a feeling maybe there may be an attorney as well if the Bar Association's putting something together.
That's the last thing we need. And I love attorneys, don't get me wrong. How about Dean Takagi, the dean of the law school here at Milwaukee? Bring him in. be a moderator.
Yeah. I mean, it will be interesting to see, and it'll be a tough ticket to get, I think. 12:45 on a Tuesday afternoon. That's going to be when it's held.
But the great thing is the Corral Buffet will be open. So, I mean, you get your buffet and your early bird special and a little justice on the side.
There you go. And then it's shaping up to be an excellent Tuesday afternoon, that March 21st. Maybe. You'll have to stay tuned. We'll keep you posted here on Civic Media all season long for this election coming up on April 4th. So that forum by the two Supreme Court candidates, Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly, going to be held Tuesday, March 21st, in concert with WisPolitics, the State Bar Association, and Channel 3 here in Madison. Mm-hmm. But before we jump to another headline, let's head back over the phone lines. We got Jake and Eureka calling in from Eureka, California. Jake, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Hey, I'd just like to remind the voters that Daniel Kelly is a graduate of the Regent University School of Law that used to be called the Christian Broadcasting Network University. Pat Robertson started that law school. It's one of the worst law schools in the country. It's basically just like Trump University, except it's the far-right Christian law school version of that fraud. And its most famous graduate from that law university, law school is, and I say university, lightly, with folks around it. it was Bob McDonald. Bob McDonald, the former governor of Virginia, who was convicted of taking bribes and cash and gifts from a company to promote their dietary supplement while he was governor of Virginia. Typical Republican corruption. And by the way, one of their current professors at Dan Kelly's alma mater is John Ashcroft. Remember John Ashcroft? Let the Eagles soar from the Bush administration. So if that's who the people want to make legal decisions, best of luck with that. But otherwise, do the right thing and vote for Judge Janet.
We appreciate the phone call, Jake. You can be like Jake, 844-967-2789. Those are all excellent points to remind listeners and voters here in Wisconsin about.
You know, one of the great things about having, one of the good things about Dan Kelly being a graduate of the Pat Robertson Law School, of course, Pat Robertson, the founder of the 700 Club, the televangelical program on the network there, is that you look at the camera and he's a great fundraiser because he could say, God is calling you to pray with me and to send in $10, and we will send you the Dan Kelly gavel that will help God anoint you with the power of justice. And he can just for $10, and he raises money that way, and it's fantastic. So, I mean, they do teach you something at the Pat Robertson Law School, how to raise money. Through full
Well, and Dan Kelly's done a different tack this time around. He's just got Dick and Liz Uline writing checks out the wazoo from Illinois. Again, very interesting to criticize the Protasiewicz campaign for all the out-of-state fundraising that it's doing when a Illinois billionaire is floating a lot of those outside spending ads that are in favor of Dan Kelly. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers on a Monday afternoon, joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. You can call or text that number. But little dumpster diving later than I planned, but that's okay because we follow tangents here on Dueling Tangents. But a headline that folks may have missed at the end of last week, written up over at the Green Bay Press Gazette: Governor Tony Evers is allocating $1 million in grants to reduce mental health disparities. Here's why. And this piece written up by Natalie Albert at the Green Bay Press Gazette. And this is pretty significant, Todd. These funds are going to make a difference for these communities that are just looking to help reduce those disparities in. And the governor delivering on his promise during the State of the State address, making 2023 the year of mental health here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, mental health is something that we talk about frequently, whether it's for our veterans, every community. It shouldn't really be divided out amongst ethnicity or anybody else, because almost everyone suffers mental health issues at some point in their life. And it's refreshing to have a governor like Tony Evers and others who are addressing that. And certainly amongst minority populations, I think there is a tendency to, sometimes it's cultural, sometimes it's not, but to not want to reach out for help. You know, some not all of us at some time or another could say, well, I think admitting I have a mental health issue or needing help is a sign of weakness. And, of course, it's not. And so no better example than that of U.S. Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania, who is taking a leave of absence right now to deal with his own mental health issues after having a debilitating stroke last year during the campaign. He's a great example. And so here you have Tony Evers willing to put in $1 million and to work with the Hmong community on mental health. And, of course, Wisconsin has a significant Hmong population in places like Green Bay and Wausau and Stevens Point and Eau Claire.
Yeah, the Hmong American Friendship Association is one of the 10 organizations receiving $100,000 in grants to deploy projects that support people with diverse values and beliefs. And so this is going to be much needed assistance delivered to these communities. And again, it shows that our government can deliver when we have the decision makers there trying to do things like this, where it is very targeted support for these communities that are suffering. Because yes, mental health affects all of us, but there are different levels and there are different disparities when it comes to who receives care for mental health. Mm-hmm. And I think John Fetterman was an excellent example. One of the things that I always like to share, even when the U.S. Olympian Simone Biles stepped away from at the Olympics, pulled herself out of competition because she was dealing with mental health situations, is we all have this platform now of social media, and we go on there and we act, and a lot of people say things behind a keyboard that they're emboldened to say because they don't feel like it's really tied to them and the whole dynamic of social media. And Simone Biles and Senator Fetterman are never going to see your mean Facebook posts or tweets or whatever you want to put out there into the world about them taking the actions that they're taking to address their mental health. But the individuals in your circles, the people in your life, your family, your friends, they are. Mm-hmm. And everybody that is struggling with mental health, when they see other people, the connections that they have in their life, knocking down those people, like Senator Fetterman and Simone Biles, when they go and take those steps, the people in your life that are struggling with mental health do see your stance on it. And so this is just an excellent reminder, as any other time. Just choose kindness, folks, because you don't know what struggles people are going through. And so when you think that you're being politically savvy and attacking a senator who is checking himself in for needs to be able to address his mental health, it's not taken as a joke by the people in your life that are struggling. And so just having that view and that understanding that the people in your life will see that are struggling with mental health, and just choose kindness, folks.
Also, just really quickly, 988, the number you can dial. Thanks to Senator Tammy Baldwin for changing that. If you are struggling or someone else that needs to talk, not just suicide prevention, but just mental health in general, 988, the number to dial on your telephone 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. There's somebody waiting to help you.
Yeah. Again, government delivering when we've got individuals in those positions of power, elected officials that actively choose to go and create these policies that assist. So like $1 million in grants to address disparities in mental health care and good governance of creating, rather than an 844 number that was super long, 988 is now the nationwide helpline for mental health services. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. The phone number to call here to share your tangent with is 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We got one more segment left in the day. Yeah, you didn't. You didn't know it was the party line?
I do. We don't have a party line in the morning. We barely are able to get up.
Hey, come on. You got enough caffeine. You got it going. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm joined by Todd Alba. I'm Luke Mathers. We got one more segment left in the day. Going to get to some small business needs and maybe a little Badgers talk as well. And your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system?
Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media here in Wisconsin. Joined on a Monday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. And you can follow Alba Show on Twitter to get more updates about what's going on with Todd and his show. And Twitter, one of those, they're having a rough day over there at HQ.
Elon Musk tweeted something out and said, "This platform is so fragile. It is so fragile. I'm going to pump it up." I don't know. Anyway.
We're getting SNL a little bit there, yeah.
They're having trouble loading videos or something like that.
Graphics in general, I think, today. And it's like, right. Oh, well, firing all the people over there didn't solve all your problems? It actually made things worse? What?
And then I read a story that apparently Elon travels around with two burly bodyguards, yeah. even in Twitter, and even when he goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, so who's going to come into the bathroom and assault
He's
Elon
trying
Musk?
To avoid the Ides of March are coming up.
Yes.
A week from Wednesday. Yeah. He's trying to avoid an A2 Brute moment, essentially. He's worried. Yes. And that is apparently he's paranoid enough to take his security detail into the bathroom with him now, which.
I mean, what a life that would be. But just think about it. In all seriousness, I mean, you look at all this money and everything and glory and fame, if you want to call it that. But the guy can't even walk anywhere, even in his own business, and feel safe. What kind of a life is that?
I cannot imagine being the richest. Before he purchased the platform, he was the richest man in the world. And then you go through this whole endeavor to buy the platform and act like, oh, I alone can cure Twitter, because a lot of people talked about how there were let's not admit that there were
small problems.
Twitter was not perfect before Elon Musk purchased it, but the fact that he went in there and tried to think that he was this kind of savior of Twitter, walking in with a sink, like let that sink in and all that stuff. I think we've seen pretty handily over the last couple months since he's been the owner that he may not have all the answers for this one.
I personally believe that it's a cabal with Putin and Trump and Musk. I think it was all planned out. I think he went there with a mission like that. He fired everybody that knew anything, and now it's like, oh, geez, the thing doesn't work. I wonder why. And I'm a big Twitter guy. It's my platform that I
want
the most.
It's my social media platform of choice. I very much look at it too often.
I know.
I should put like a screen lock on it. Like once I hit a certain cap every day, I should lock myself out of it. I haven't got to that point yet. I've been taking steps to get better about it, self-regulating my time on the platform a little bit before Musk took over, but it's been not having Twitter notifications on,
yeah.
Not having notifications for certain things on your phone, just
makes your day.
It changes your outlook if you're not constantly getting pinged and buzzed with notifications that don't need to be there.
Like, sounds like last weekend, but anyway. Constantly getting pinged and buzzed. But that's another tangent for another Tangents After Dark. But anyway.
We alluded to it, and I want to get to this piece over the Wisconsin Examiner as well. But before we dive into that piece, we've got a phone caller. We got Joe and Madison calling in.
Joe.
Joe, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Vibrant, fun, and interesting show, and I so appreciate
that's too kind to describe these tangents, Joe. That's too kind.
But you at one point described what was going on with Dan Kelly and said he was working to help consulting to help people steal your vote. And I appreciated so much the directness of that. That was really great to be just pointed and accurate and direct. But I also wanted to add, Luke, I cannot thank you enough for bringing up the point that going for the jugular and ripping up Senator John Fetterman over this decision on his part to seek help for a problem with mental health and people on social media who just let it rip and work on destroying people for going to seek help for a mental health problem. And to not understand how that may reverberate in your own life, I thought that was a really, really important point. I think if we think back to that song, you know, teach your children well. If you're teaching your child that if someone seeks help for mental health problems, that your kid's going to hear that, your kid's going to understand, your kid's going to take that with them, and when they feel bad for whatever reasons, problem with addictions, maybe they're suffering from depression because they've lost a friend to some sort of addiction or a car accident or something, or they're just going through a hard time. Man, I know I am old enough to know people who have lost their children to suicide, and it's a brutal, awful thing, and I think your admonition that choose kindness, you know, choose kindness is a really, really important point. You never know if it might be your kid that is affected, and if they're hearing this awful things about people who seek mental health, they aren't going to do it, and results may be disastrous and tragic. So thank you so much for bringing that up. Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Absolutely, Joe, and we appreciate your phone call. You could be like Joe, 844-967-2789, and that is just the mantra that I mean, reducing the stigma around mental health is something that we as a society absolutely need to do. And I think that I don't know where I picked it up, in all honesty. The way that the argument was described to me, though, is choosing kindness, and rather than adding to the vitriol that some of these individuals, when they are public officials that go and seek mental health support, choosing kindness and understanding to them, having the courage to share that decision, because it's not something that they have to share either. There's plenty of public officials out there that I'm sure get their treatment without making it publicized. And so for the individuals out there in the public eye that choose to share, that is a huge step for destigmatizing mental health. But then also us in our everyday lives, choosing not to pile on when there are some people out there that find there is political gain to it is just a tremendous way. Unfortunately, we're running a little bit out of time here, Todd, with this tangent. But
that's okay.
We got a story
that's
for everybody.
Good calls.
If you, yeah, excellent callers today on a Monday afternoon. We really appreciate those phone callers. But over at the Wisconsin Examiner, there is an excellent piece written up by Eric Gunn. Some small business owners see paid leave proposal as a boon to hiring, and so really describing what the state would receive from the paid leave proposal that is in the Governor Tony Evers' biennial budget proposal. Its program costs about $243 million, one-time payments for this upcoming, to try this pilot program and to get it started. And it would require funds, I believe, throughout over time. But what it would mean for transforming here in Wisconsin, again, by the end of the decade, by 2030, expected to lose 130. We're going to have 130,000 jobs for a job shortage.
If you're a veteran, if you have a family member, a parent who is ailing, if you have a birth in the family, all those things will be covered under Evers' proposal. That is how you retain employees, by giving employees paid time off to take care of situations we all will encounter at some point in our lives.
Yeah. What a succinct way to sum up the piece as well. It's very good. Eric Gunn's piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner. If you, we don't have time to talk about the whole thing here today, but if you got some time to go and read the policy proposal and what it would mean, Eric does a terrific job over at the Wisconsin Examiner. Folks, thanks so much for listening to Dueling Tangents. Thank you so much, Todd.
My pleasure.
We got Matt Flynn Direct coming up next.
Matt Flynn Direct, the lines are open. You're not woke if you don't know history. Next.
See you tomorrow.
Hear that? If you own a Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry. This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.